eyes of the prince grew heavy, and he fell asleep. When he woke up in the morning, all 12 princesses had been dancing, for the soles of their shoes were full of holes. The second and third evenings passed with the same results. The prince was then granted no mercy, and his head was cut off. Many others came after him and offered to take the risk, but they all forfeited their lives. Now it happened that a poor soldier, who had been wounded and could no longer serve, found himself on the road to the town where the king lived. There he met an old woman.
"Where do you intend to go?"
"I really don't know. I should like to discover where the king's daughters dance their shoes into holes. And after that, I should like to become king."
"That is not so difficult. You must not drink the wine which will be brought to you in the evening, but must pretend to be fast asleep. Here, take this cloak. When you wear it, you will be invisible, and then you can slip out after the 12 princesses."
When the soldier heard this good advice, he considered it seriously, plucked up the courage to appear before the king, and offered himself as suitor. He was as well received as the others, and was dressed in royal garments. In the evening, when bedtime came, he was conducted to his room. As he was about to go to bed, the eldest princess appeared.